So, Mr. Chadwick, a big thank you for joining us once again on a Friday afternoon. How's training been this week following the Nuneaton match on Saturday?
It's been good. It's been good. All positive. You know, obviously we had to regroup. We were happy with one or two things, but you know, collectively as a group, we've cracked on, worked hard, and you know, one or two have been smiling even. So yeah, they've worked hard. So you know, we've worked on fitness, we've worked on ball work, and everyone's really up for it. So good to go.
And obviously, you know, our chat that we had at the weekend, we were talking about the injuries, not just long-standing injuries, but the injuries picked up at Nuneaton. What's the treatment room looking like heading into the game against Witham?
We need a bigger treatment room, is the request.
Yes. Get in the queue. We'll get some funding for it. Go on, carry on anyway.
Yeah, you know, obviously, it's looking a bit better. Chris Lynch is okay. He trained last night, so it was more of a dead calf than a pull. So he's just all bruised, but he's fine. He's fine. He trained last night. I let him off for the last 10 minutes. I let him have a rest, only so I could join in though. But no, he's all right. Billy Priestley struggling with his Achilles. Harry Winter, he's just done some light training, so he should be okay. Lewis Mansell came through unscathed, so that's a bonus. He's okay. Lloyd's slowly moving on, Lloyd Allison. So, you know, hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, we'll get some full training out of him. So, yeah, it is slowly improving.
I was going to say, so Lewis Mansell's back training with FC United now?
He certainly is. He trained last night, worked hard, and he's in the squad tomorrow.
Brilliant stuff. Also, you've been, seems like it's a week doesn't go by that we're talking about a new transfer in or a loan signing. In this case, we're talking Jordan Perrin, who's come in from Wigan Athletic. What's the thinking behind that move?
I'm no keeper next week. So,
Fair enough. So, now you've answered that question, what's he going to bring to the squad over the coming weeks?
We've had him training. We knew the situation with Dave Carnell 2 weeks ago. So I had a little sniff around to see what we could find, and we had one or two reports on a few different keepers. Wigan kindly let Jordan come in and train with us for the last 2 weeks now. So, you know, he's been able to feel the place, and he came to obviously Nuneaton last week, did the warm-ups. So he's been gradually brought in, but he's a young, big, strong, confident player. He's come from, he was down south with Arsenal up until a couple of years ago. So he's, you know, he's experienced in terms of training all the time. He's looking forward to joining in. So obviously Lloyd's not fit yet. I had to look around for something different. Obviously it's not nice. I'd like to keep a bit more consistency in the squad, in the team as well. You try and, especially because it's been a rocky road so far this year, and obviously I'm a second manager in charge. You want to get your team settled down quick. You know, you don't want too many changes. But in a way, it reminded me of a bit like a pre-season in the last few weeks where you're moving players in and out, and because you're trying to gauge what they can do for you. And it's not ideal. But, you know, the lads have responded great. And all I can ask is for work rate, and so that's what they've been doing. So, yeah.
In all fairness, I mean, we did pick up on that on FC Live on the weekend, but you have got you are getting the core right, aren't you? I mean, you've got Willoughby, you'd like to have Mansell playing alongside Willoughby, you've got Winter, you've got Jones, you've got a centre-back trio there. It's the goalkeeper's been a problem, but we knew that at the start of the season, didn't we? So all the pieces are there, kind of, for a consistent team. You just got to get the board together, I suppose.
Yeah, of course. Like you said, slowly the pieces of the jigsaw are coming together. Obviously, with injuries haven't helped. Oh, yeah, Harry was missing. There's been all sorts of people leaving. Obviously, we wanted to bring a few in, but it's always hard to bring people in at this time of year because everyone's just settled into squads. So, obviously, we've pulled in a few loans. But again, it's consistency. You want a consistent 11 on the pitch. I've been trying to get a solid spine in the team. And slowly, we are getting that. Like I mentioned last week, you know, When I came and helped out, we were conceding a lot of goals. So I've worked hard on nullifying that. And I feel like that's took a big step forward. So now we're trying to concentrate on the little frilly bits going forward. So, yeah, it's work in progress. You know, we're under no illusion that the team doesn't need strengthening, because I think he does in certain areas. It's work in progress. So we'll see where we go.
And finally, Dave, just a quick message for the supporters. They're rocking the place against Colne. What are you hoping for from them on Saturday?
Oh, same again. Especially when, you know, we had a great following over to the Eton at the weekend, and they'd have gone home disappointed. But now we're back on our own turf. It's a massive game for the club, FA Cup. You know, get behind us in your numbers, and let's just be loud and roar us on, because the lads are up for it and they want to put on a good performance.